Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Hi, it's Jules, the Secret Seer. Today's Wednesday, and I'm a gifted psychic medium and clairvoyant. In case you missed the live show today, you can schedule an appointment with me at any time at secretseer.com. That's secret, S-E-E-R.com. And there you can click on reserve a reading. All of my readings are taken by appointment only because I have another full-time job. And but anyways, I'd be more than happy to connect with you. I also do private parties, which I don't think I've talked about here before. And if you're out of the state, I'm actually in Michigan, but if you're out of the state, you can still book me for a private party, and I can be I can reach your private party via Skype video. And it's kind of fun because you can set up a room in your home and put the laptop in there and then have each guest come in and do the reading with me for 20 minutes usually is what I do. And those are $50 a piece. But what I always tell customers is that in doing that kind of a setting, I don't really like to, you know, follow the clock. I mean, I usually have the host or hostess kind of manage that time. So if I'm at your home and you've got, you know, 5 to 8 people, it usually they come in for a 20-minute reading. If we're onto something really strong and they really, you know, need the compassion and a little bit of a longer reading, I'm really happy to go, you know, up to 25, 30 minutes. So it's never really an issue for me. That's what it's great about working with someone like myself versus so many other websites where, you know, you're clocked in for just that 20 minutes and you don't get anything extra ever, you know? So that's always kind of a difficult thing. So I'm hoping to get some live callers today. And if you want to call into the show, the guest call-in is 516 area code 418-5787. If you'd like to join me, I'm doing some free readings here today. I don't have any callers yet. So on that note, I'm just going to talk about a couple of things. Let's see here. I'm a psychic medium, so I thought it'd be kind of fun to talk about a couple of really awesome calls that I've had before with clients. One was a girl named Christina, and she was a previous caller of mine and a good client. I haven't spoken to Christina in about a year, but she had a problem getting pregnant. Well, first of all, she had thyroid cancer at some point in her life, and she survived that and went through a lot of treatment, but she also was on thyroid medication, and I always had an issue with iron and things like that. So I personally don't have any thyroid issues, so I don't know what that's all about too much, or even from like a medical standpoint. But I guess, you know, she had two other children, and she was working on her third child, and she did get pregnant, and the doctors had found an issue with the baby, and it looked like the baby's heart was not developing at the level it should be in the very, very early first trimester. And so she was really contemplating whether or not to get an abortion, actually. And for medical purposes, that would have been something the doctor was talking to her about, just because of her own health and her own safety, because she had gone through so much before with the thyroid. But I saw this little girl through my medium abilities. It's really interesting because I usually don't get it wrong when it comes to pregnancy, and even sometimes I get gender wrong because I feel like some, you know, girls can come in very strong, and this is a perfect instance. At first I thought, boy, this is a boy she's having. She was about 20 weeks pregnant, or actually it was like 15, 16 weeks pregnant at first when they discovered this issue. Then the heart stuff came up and everything. And, you know, fetus is obviously very small, and it's very safe to still have an abortion at that point. But I told her, this is a little girl, and she is just a fighter, and she's very strong. And she's coming in with a little bit of lung issue, but the heart looks great, and I think you're going to be just fine here. So I encouraged her to, but obviously it's a woman's choice, and whenever a doctor physician is advising you of your risks, I would hope that anybody would put their own health first as a priority for the woman versus the baby, of course. But at the same time, I could tell this little fetus was just a strong little girl and that she was coming in as a tough cookie and wanted to make it through. And so she made a very difficult decision to continue the pregnancy and take that risk. It turns out that the baby did have some lung issues developing, kind of like a, you know, heart-lung issues are so tricky and scary throughout the first and second trimester, but I was happy to report that by the third trimester, all things had grown perfectly and the baby was born right at 38 weeks and everything went really, really well. So Christina, now that little girl is 3 years old, and I did talk to her about a year ago, and she was just, it's fun to reminisce with clients I hadn't talked to in a while. I've been doing this for 10 years, and she came back and she said, you know, you were so right, Jules, about this little girl. She is so strong-minded. She follows. She's not a follower at all. Her older brother and older sister, she's always trying to one-up them, and she's very competitive, and she's kind of the boss of the applesauce, and I was just laughing because, you know, you could see psychically this very, very young fetus. But actually, interestingly enough, her first son, when he was born at 2 years of age, he actually had a growth over his left eye. And of course she took him to the doctor and everything and found out that that was actually something that needed to be removed. And it could actually be like a cancerous tumor. So that age, boy, 2 years old, he's so young. She was paranoid and petrified that not only would they have any issue with surgery, because it's right in that frontal lobe area of the head, right? Right above the eye. And so she was asking me to connect with her brother who had crossed over when he was 5 years old. I think he was her older brother. And she was, yeah, he was her older brother. He was five, she was three when he passed on. And he actually had some kind of cancer as well of the brain. So she was really, you know, couldn't we connect to my brother? Can we connect to my brother? And his name was Michael. I'll never forget because I always look at the guardian angel, Michael. St. Michael. So I said yes. And so we connected with Michael. And the day of the surgery, or the day before, the day before the surgery, because they were going to go in, they had to be in there very super early and all that stuff you have to do, right? Getting to the hospital like 5 or 6 in the morning, you know? And so I had said to her that Michael was coming in and he was showing me a symbol. And the symbol was a star with a circle around it. And I didn't know really what that was. But I said, when you see a star with a circle around it, that will be his sign to you that he's protecting your son and that your son's going to be okay. So, again, and I always say, whenever I get that kind of an energy or symbol or sign or something, you know, from the other side, and the person doesn't know what the heck I'm talking about because they don't, they're like, I don't know. She's like, I don't know what you're talking about, a star. I don't have anything like that. And I said, well, you know, 9 times out of 10, it's a message for something that is yet to happen. So it's keep your eyes and ears open, pay attention to everything whenever that kind of a thing comes up. Because in my experience, it's usually within like 5 days. I don't know what's significant about the number 5, but I've had things come up the 5th day or within that first, you know, within 5 days. And so she called me back the next day and said the surgery was successful. They removed the tumor. It was not cancerous. My son will have a scar, but they tell me that we can do like another surgery later if it becomes, you know, a cosmetic thing to clear it up. But she said that when he came out of surgery and was in the recovery room, on his forehead, right where they did the incision, was a star with a circle around it. That was what the surgeon had put there on his head to designate where they would be going in with the incision, with the surgical removal of the tumor. So, I mean, that was just one of the greatest. I was like, wow, this is just amazing. I'm in awe by our angels when they connect and give something, you know, that validating. And luckily, the little boy again was fine. And so I was a trusted advisor for her for many, many. I hope to hear from Christina soon. Maybe we'll catch up at some point. But So yeah, that was a very good symbol or sign from, you know, her brother that had crossed over, and making sure to let him know that he is protecting her and her children and everything. And so, and Michael always would come in. I literally would she would ask about him a lot, and he just came in with so much validation about the kids. Specifically, another thing was he was showing me this lion about her little daughter. And I didn't know what that was either. I was like, what is this all about? It turns out that it was the Lion King that her mother actually came over that day after we'd hung up and brought her Lion King pajamas for the little girl, which was just, again, so sweet. So always pay attention. I mean, I might not hit it the time that we're speaking, but if it's coming through medium energy, pay attention that next 3 to 5 days, because 9 times out of 10, it's going to be something very profound and very exciting for you. And, wow, I have a caller, so I'm very excited. So I am going to connect to my live caller here and do a reading, see what we got going here. Get on here. Okay, area code 703, you are live. Hi, this is Jules.
Hi, Jules. This is Marie.
Hi, Marie. How you doing
today?
Hi.
I'm good. We spoke, about a month ago, I guess, and I just enjoyed it so much, and I was wondering if we could do it again.
Of course. Yes, remind me a little bit about when we spoke. I had a lot of clients. Was it on the show here?
It was on the show, yeah. It was on the show, and it you picked up on some issues with my youngest son.
Right. Okay, what's his first name, please?
His name is Joe. Joseph. Joe.
I do remember you, Marie. How have you been? What's been going on?
I've been okay. It's been
okay. How's Joe doing?
Good. He's actually in treatment, so doing better. And
excellent.
Fingers are crossed. Yeah. You said that
okay, it's all coming
he was
back
at the edge
now,
of the cliff.
Yes. He was going to go to inpatient treatment at that point. Did he go at that point? Did he go at that time?
He did.
Good.
And then he decided he wanted to come home for a couple of weeks because he didn't want to be there,
okay.
But he changed his mind and he went back down. So.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. How is he doing in treatment? Being there is one thing. But how's he doing?
I don't know. Maybe you could tell me whether or not he's Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just felt like we had a really good connection and just wanted to see if,
sure.
You know, anything.
Yeah, absolutely. No. Do you want me to look at Joe then? Focus on him for a minute?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Okay. I mean, you can ask me whatever you want, and, you know, this is your reading. So we can do whatever you want. You know, first of all, he comes in really, really strong with a lot of feeling kind of lonely. So I feel like even though he's in treatment, I don't know that he's making a lot of connections with other people that are there, which is obviously extremely important to do because it's a great time to bond with others that are, you know, you all have kind of something in common in that regard. You know, everybody's struggling and going through something extremely similar, even though every person is very individually different. So I am getting a little bit of a lack of him, you know, connecting with others and bonding, which is going to be really so important. But he will. I think that what he's doing right now is, I feel like his energy to me is going through very important grieving process of, and I recall that you had a loss of, he has a brother that crossed, right?
Correct.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. So there's a lot of grieving process on his energy. There's also grieving of himself, of kind of, you know, he's on the cusp of a renewal of the spirit of the soul. And that, in order to do that, we have to shed our previous selves in order to do that. You know, it's almost like a snake shedding his skin. And so this very important grieving process, not only of himself, but of the brother will always be there. That grief will always be there. But it's a very important spiritual grieving I see that he's going through. Very much alone at this point, but in the very near future, do you know how long he'll be in? It feels like he's going to be in for like at least another 2 weeks because it looks to me like I'm seeing 2 weeks from now him re-entering
world. He just went down on Monday, and it's supposed to be for a month but he's talking about the possibility of, and when you were saying that I'm feeling lonely, I think when he came back, he realized that this wasn't serving him well and that he did make some connections. And so he decided to go back down and get into a the program, outpatient program down there. So he hasn't decided whether or not, you know, it's all very new to be in back into the program, but it had only been like a 2 week gap and he was good in between those 2 weeks. But I think his old friends and that existence, he was saying it wasn't serving him.
No, it's not. And that's the part I'm talking about, shedding that skin, you know, psychically and spiritually is a renewal of the spirit of saying, this doesn't serve me anymore. And I have to really grieve that old person that I used to be and all those people and all that stuff in that life. And I have to kind of really move forward. That acknowledgement from him psychically, I see, is just so important. And by the way, he's a very social guy. And so he's going to be bringing in very new positive replacements and friends that will be friends for life for him. You know, they're going to be a very, very tight-knit group that will support each other. And I love the world that we live in today because there's so much great communication. You know, you can, if just because someone lives far away, it's not like you can't be on these kids, you know, younger today. They're on Snapchat. They're on, you know, all the different things they're on that they can stay in touch, you know. So there's this wonderful, great support group coming his way, if not already happening, you know, now. But I really get that. He's going through a lot right now. So that's wonderful. And he's under so much angel protection. It's just really, really fortunate and a good thing, you know?
Great.
How are you doing, though? I'm a little worried about you. Your energy feels like you're kind of, I don't know, is there some sadness going on with you as well?
Yeah, there is. Yeah, and there seems to be a little bit of health issues too. But we had some really bad news about a friend of ours who's just been through so much, and so yeah, that's weighing really heavily on my mind.
Well, I'm very sorry. What's your friend's first name?
Wayne.
Yeah. There also looks like there's something to do with you. You're not looking forward to, or you're a little nervous about. You've got, when you mentioned the health issue, do you got to go in and get some kind of test done this week or next week?
No, I mean, I've kept having a bunch of tests and nothing's really, you know,
becoming
clear. Yeah. And then I'm thinking about you know, possibly going back to work a little bit, again, and, you know, just that whole, I haven't been working for a long time. So it's, you know, that whole idea of, you know, doing that again.
Yeah. I mean, I'm certainly not a doctor and I would want you to get everything looked at, but to me, your health picture looks pretty clear, pretty good. It just looks like there's still so much internalizing, you know, worry, concern, grieving over your loss of your son, you know, everything like that. It's just a very, very strong, you know, it's like a burden, right? It's like a heavy weight on you. And I think that, and then you bring in something else with a dear friend and that just kind of brings it all back, you know, that kind of resurfaces the stuff. And so, that's a challenge as well. I think that he overall will be okay. I get a lot of lower torso area energy here with him. Is that right? Is this almost like a rectal issue or anal issue? Do you mind me asking? I hate to ask, but.
No. It was a loss of another child, and he had already lost his wife, so it's just. So you just wonder, like, how can all this happen to one person? So.
Right. Yeah, he seems to be exhibiting a lot of, like, constipation, digestive issues, and everything like that on a health level. You know what I mean? So it would be really important for him to probably get a healthy diet going. You know, sometimes when, obviously, when we're going through stuff, it's easy to just trash the body, you know, and just, like, not pay attention. And that's when things just really can take off in a negative way, you know? So I know you're good friends with him. So, I mean, making sure that he's eating well and, you know, doing some good stuff that way. What can I look at for you today, though? What's on your mind?
Um, Nothing. I don't know. Maybe if you have any messages from any loved ones, would be great if anybody had anything to say.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. There's just a lot of energy around. I think I picked this up before. I get something coming up around your home. I don't know if that means that something's going to need to be required to be repaired, or it just looks like there's a lot of energy around the house coming up here over the next week to 2 weeks. Are you doing something specifically about your house?
No.
You know? I do recall asking you if you're going to move before. It doesn't look like this would be a good time to move, but okay. So anyways, my point is something around the property within the month of November, but actually the outcome is very positive and it'll all work out, you know? So not to freak you out, but I think something might kind of come up there that needs to be addressed, fixed, repaired, that type of thing, you know, but it looks like it gives you an opportunity to actually, you know, do something that you maybe want to do, like redecorate or rearrange or, you know, that kind of thing. So that'll be a good thing. What is your son's name that crossed? Or is there someone else you want me to connect with? I need first names to do medium work. It's kind of my rule.
How about Virginia?
Virginia. Yeah, of course. Let me connect with Virginia here. Okay. Well, the first thing I get with Virginia, believe it or not, is a lot of hearing issue. Did she have an issue with hearing that you're aware of?
No.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Hmm. Okay. It's interesting. I get a woman coming in saying, I couldn't hear out of my right ear very well. You know? So, all right, let me take here, Virginia. It might be someone else. Let me just say that, because not everybody speaks for themselves when they kind of connect. Like, let me take a look at Virginia here. I'll use some tarot cards. Definitely a maternal figure. Is this your mom or your mom's sister?
Mother-in-law.
Oh, mother-in-law. Okay, I kind of was getting like mom, but to the side. Okay.
Well, she's like a mom.
Yes. That's why I was going with either. I was kind of going, not mom, but mom's sister, but that makes sense, mother-in-law, you know, kind of that to the side. All right. And she was, very maternal energy. I mean, very, very, very strong maternal energy, very loving and everything. I feel like she does connect with me with, you know, I really feel like it's her mother that's coming forward who may have been deaf on the right side. I don't know if you're aware of that. I feel like Virginia seems to have been, you know, she just didn't expect to cross over when she did. I can say that pretty clearly. You know, it looks like she had a lot of really just a zest for life, you know, really positive energy. And I think she really, I mean, it doesn't look like she died a young person. She looks like she died at a good, you know, like a senior age, right? Late 70s, is that right? How old was she when she crossed?
No. She was probably
80s?
Late 60s. Yeah, late 60s,
okay.
Actually. So maybe it is her mom who was a little older.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot. Yeah, she's definitely coming in stronger as an older woman. But I do get Virginia very much, very maternal. Good mom, right? Really good mom.
Yeah,
to your
really good
husband.
Mom.
And yeah, and had a couple of kids here. Her energy says that she was pregnant quite a bit, but I'm having trouble figuring out how many children she had, because I'm getting
she
the
had
other mom.
Three boys.
Three? Okay. And did her mother have five kids, actually? One, two, three, four, five?
One, two.
That you're aware of? How many brothers and sisters does he have?
Let's see. She had I'm trying to think if it was three or four or five. I have four. She had four.
Four. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was a lot for her. She looks like she was a smaller person too, right?
Yeah, very tiny.
Yeah. She's like, I did those pregnancies, you know, it wasn't easy, but I did them. There's a possibility she may have had five, but, you know, one didn't make it all the way through type of a thing.
I don't
because,
know. Right.
Yeah. But anyways, she's singing to you in a way, which is interesting. I don't know if you had some songs that you guys had in common or what's going on here, but I'm getting this really sing-song energy with her. and she's just very up with you. And I don't think that she, like I said, I think it's pretty clear to me that she may not have expected to cross over. Was this like a some kind of a sudden crossing? Almost feels like there was medical issues for a while, but then she had, you know, something happened
yeah.
there, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So
that's what happened.
We don't need to go into details. Yeah.
Okay.
But I just want to, only to validate that, you know, you feel that this is who I'm connecting with very closely. Well, I want to ask you a question. She's bringing up this. It seems like you have a sister that you don't talk to. Is that right?
No. I mean, I'm close with my sister.
Good. That's great. I wonder who she's referring to. She's showing me a woman that's kind of on her own or alone right now. And, you know, you guys haven't spoken in a while, and she really wants you guys to have a relationship again. So I don't know specifically who that is. Definitely coming in as a brunette. I feel like this woman is a little younger than you, not older, and could be a friend or whatever that is. Well, I will say this. This woman is going to reenter your life pretty soon because she seems to need to talk to you. You know, she seems to want to be with you or around you throughout the next 3 to 4 months. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a good thing, though. You like this person. She's, I would say, 3 or 4 years younger than you, but you like her a lot, and you will. And I just really get that she could be someone that you used to know years ago. But that is also segues into your work energy. Let me take a look at that, because I think that she could be reentering your life because of the work energy thing you're talking about here.
Oh, okay.
Have you gotten a job yet? I don't really see something. I see you looking, but I see you also talking about something. There's something here on my radar that says that you're moving forward with something here pretty soon, but it doesn't look like it's quite happened yet. Does that make sense?
I'm supposed to be helping some friends with a contract. So, yeah, it's all been approved. It's just they're waiting for the green light. So I'm kind of waiting for that for part-time. And then I was thinking maybe getting something else, and you know, in addition to that, just to get out of the house and
do something. Okay. Well, that looks really good. I think that you'll be starting that fairly quickly, and it's going to be very healing for you, and it's just going to be really great to kind of be out there in that adult social world again, you know, much more than you have been,
okay.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm going to let you go, Marie. I'm sorry to say. I've got a couple other people I want to try to connect with real quick. Thanks for thinking of me, though, today, and I hope you enjoyed the reading.
Thank you. I did. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye. Hello, this is area code 480. You are on the air. Hi, it's Jules. How are you?
Hi, my name is Keisha.
Hey, Keisha. How you doing?
Okay. Can I get a general reading, whatever you pick up on?
Well, I think for time's sake, can you ask me a question or lead me into, I've got like 2 minutes here, so I want to just ask me something.
Great. do you see anybody new coming into my life?
In a relationship way, like a love way?
Mm-hmm.
Love relationship
right.
way? Sure. Take a look.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like you, and I just want to make a shout out to area code 707. If you're still on the line, you can hang on after the show, and I'll still take your call for the reading. So I just want to put that out there to the other caller who's waiting. All right, Keisha, mm-hmm. So you've been out of a relationship for a little while. It looks like you've been kind of doing your own dance here for a little while, and I think that that's great. There seems to be some energy that says that it's been since, like, August since you've dated anyone, or July, August, summertime. Is that right?
I didn't even date him. I just went on a date. It was one date, a lunch date, which I paid for my own thing. Yeah, that was it.
Okay.
It wasn't even nothing serious. Yeah.
Was it around August, though? I just want to get timing right. So
I think it was August.
August. Okay.
Yeah,
August.
Okay. Yeah, I don't
perfect.
Know. Yeah.
Yeah, if I get the timing right on the past, recent past, then I'm comfortable getting the timing right on the future. Okay, so that's why I asked for that validation. I hope that makes sense. Nothing's really jumping out at me other than there is a lot of new love for you in the spring and summer of 2020. So there is where you're going to meet your person that I see is going to be in your life for a very, very long time. But until then, you've got there's someone coming up here over the next 2 months. It looks to me like beginning of December, actually. And this is a guy, you're interested in men, isn't that right? It looks like men to me. Mm-hmm. I get a guy that's right. kind of coming back around. And you're going to like him, but be really careful with this one because I don't know that he's serious. You know, he may talk the game, but I don't know that he is. So be very
he's
cautious.
Not. He's not. No,
yeah.
I'm really, I no, I'm so, I don't, all right, next. Yeah, I wait to the summertime. Okay,
yep.
Do you see me moving? Do you see me moving or do you see me staying here for a couple of months?
I do see you moving in a couple of months. So that looks like December, January, actually. But I do see you definitely moving, you know. But be
oh.
careful to take your time and find the right place because, you know, there's some hesitancy about, I think that right after you move, you're kind of like, I don't know if I made the right decision, but then you did, and it'll be okay. So just be very careful about where you're moving, all right?
Okay.
I got to let you go, Keisha. Call me back
all right,
next
thank
week
you.
On Wednesday if you like. Thanks, sweetheart. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks.
Hi.
Hi, Jules.
Hey, Eric. How are you? It's How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Valerie?
Valerie, good. It's nice. I'm glad you – did you hear me say hang in there and I'll give you a reading?
Thank you.
Good.
Yes. I was like, oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. What's on your mind today? What can I look at for you?
Both relationship, if you see anything coming in, and also
okay.
if you see working in my career that I haven't been in the last few years.
Which question first, Valerie?
Relationship.
Okay, is there somebody you want me to look at? I just need a first name, please.
No.
No.
I don't have
just like a general,
yeah,
love reading then? Oh, what's coming
yeah.
up? Okay, got it.
What's coming up?
All right.
Yes.
Yeah, no problem. I can do that. I'm going to use a couple of tarot cards to do that because I don't have a name specifically, so that's okay. Okay, so first thing, yeah, absolutely. There's somebody popping up here right away, but I want to say this. I definitely see that you've been through a lot, and it looks like there's like still a little bit of that, a little bit of residue of grieving, hurting, pain on your heart. You know what I mean? So that's okay, but you know, I clearly feel that you had a difficult breakup the last time around. Isn't that right?
Oh, that was many years back.
Yeah. No, I know. But it was not.
Oh, okay.
It was not good, right? It was definitely. To me, it was difficult.
It was not good.
Not good.
Yes.
Okay. So that's good that was a couple years ago. Because it's back
no,
there far enough that it no longer. It no longer affects you as much, you know what I'm saying? I think it did for a while, but, you know, you're okay now.
Yeah, it did for a while. Yeah, it did for years
mm-hmm.
afterwards, but
yeah.
it's been years
yeah.
now. Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm. All right, so I'm getting a guy coming in here very strong. It's interesting you're talking about work because I do feel like he's in a leadership position around work energy with you, and he looks like he is very interested in moving kind of quick and fast and wants to like literally like procreate and stuff. I mean, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking? Literally.
Oh, I'm past all of that. Way past.
Oh, thank God. Thank the Lord.
Yeah.
Because this
yeah,
this guy
Lord.
Is really. Yeah, I mean, I just want to tell you, you've got a guy coming to you that's very assertive and almost really into the physical energies and stuff. So I don't know if that's okay with you or not, but I always recommend, you know.
No, I'll be able to slow it down.
Do things when you're ready. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, do things when you're ready
yes.
on your time because he looks very assertive to me. Really, really does. So, but I think you're going to like the fact that he is a type of a leader type of a person that definitely has his act together, looks very successful. It's kind of like he's very strong, you know, in his energy. So if you're not ready for a guy like that, maybe that would be great. I do see that you're going to like him a lot. But listen, I'm just going to say right now, he's coming in very strong by the end of the year, this month, next month, or probably could be January, I guess. But it looks really strong, like November, December, and you go at your own pace, okay? Because you don't need to be, you know, you don't need to go
right.
too fast about anything. you know. So,
that's a job. Mm-hmm. Does that mean that the job is coming in November, December? Because I'm not working.
Yeah, I see job for you very, very strong around. There's a lot of talk about the job. There's a lot of energy around making very excited about a woman who's talking to you about a job. That looks like that's happening in the month, towards the end of the month of November. I see you starting something right around January, you know, around that. But it's interesting because you're going to have a lot of change at that point. A lot of change over the next 2-3 months. But it's a good job. What is it that you... I feel like there's something really strange. Yeah, it's good change. I get like I get a lot of concrete for some weird reason around this job energy, and I can't figure out what that is signifying to me. It almost feels like there's
the buildings are made with concrete and glass because it will be a clinic or a hospital setting.
Oh, a clinic. Okay, gotcha. I mean, it's just weird. I mean, I literally. You know when they have those concrete walls when they make like a corridor outside and you walk through it and it's like all brick high and everything like that? That's what I'm seeing. But
yeah,
this good energy for you. Yeah. Are you a healthcare worker?
Yes. I'm trying to get back in. Yes. I've been out
okay.
for a while. So that's the
okay.
thing. If the opportunity would open up and they would say, well, you know, we'll train you or we'll, you know, hold your hand for
yeah.
a minute. yeah.
Yeah, no, there's an older woman. She's coming in here. She's willing to help give you the chance, work with her. She's telling me, I believe what I'm seeing here is that you are replacing somebody that's going on some kind of leave or some kind of issue or whatever, and you're doing the replacement. It looks like that replacement is temporary, but that you end up getting the full-time position after you're done with that temporary stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then
I'm also
getting that the guy, now that we're talking about this medical stuff, he could be a physician, actually. He's very strong and assertive, like, you know what I'm saying? dated a doctor or two in my own past, and they kind of carry themselves that way. You know what I mean? They're just
right.
kind of, hey, it's my
uh-huh.
world, and you're all living in it, you know, to some
right
kind of sometimes.
Do you get a description of him other than just
he's a gentle soul. He's definitely safe, number one, even though I'm saying he's assertive and aggressive a little bit and all that. He's still safe. He's a good person and all that. But I do get that he has shoulders back, head forward, very confident, very much. The first thing I get with him is leadership energy, very strong that way. Obviously attractive to you and him to, you know, you're attracted to him, he's attracted to you. So there's all that good energy there. There's no doubt about that. You don't have to, here's the good news. You don't have to do anything to find him. Like the universe will put you together. There is an energy here that says that he has and had children that look older to me now. But they are within their own realm. So how old are you again? I didn't catch that part. You said old enough to have kids.
Well, I'm way past that. I'm, let's say,
40s, 50s?
Maybe even a little higher. yeah.
Okay, no, that's cool. I know, I'm 52 myself, so I know. We don't like to talk about our age when we get older.
Right.
yeah, no, it's totally fine. But he definitely looks like he has, you know, not only children but some grandchildren as well. I'm getting like younger kids running around, two of them actually. But that's good energy. Well, I don't know if that answered your question. What were you asking?
I wanted to know exterior wise, is he a tall guy, short? Is he hair bald? What?
I would say taller, depending on how tall you are, which I don't need to know, but I would say that it comes above you, you know, and so he's taller than you enough that he's not out of your reach or under your reach. You know what I'm saying? It's
okay.
a comfortable,
yes, I do.
It's a definitely a,
yes.
a comfortable connection with the heights and everything. There's also
yes.
something significant around him. I don't know what this is. It's almost like when you meet him, he might have something going on with his wrist or have a wristband on, or I see something on his hand. It looks like but not one of those athletic wristbands. It's more like covering his hand type of a thing. Not like
okay.
a ace bandage, but one of those brace things that you wear, you know, that's you just put it on because you have problems with your wrist. So that's a significant. That's a very significant. Very rarely do I get something like that poignantly connected.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Really,
that's significant.
Yeah.
Yeah. So take a look and just pay attention. Like I said before, if people just pay attention to the stuff, you know what I'm saying? That you start to connect with, and it helps.
Now, the female about the job, so she'll be comfortable knowing that I have to, you know, go a little slower at first. I mean, I'm fully trained, but I haven't been doing it in a while.
Definitely looks that way. Her energy comes in as very strong as like a mentor. Like she wants to help. She wants to actually, everything you just said will be a positive because she wants to kind of teach you the way that she wants things done properly. Okay? So there's a good energy about that. Yeah. I know that
and
it's...
Do you see it in the clinic setting? I much prefer a clinic versus a hospital and a part-time
right.
versus time. But I'll take whatever comes. I mean.
Well, again, I'm seeing this again, that you'll start in, it may very well be more of a bigger of a building because I'm getting all that heavy concrete around it. So I would say likely a hospital, but at the same time, you're getting an opportunity. I feel like it's a temporary situation, but it gets you the in with not only her, but the people around them that is giving you more choices. So if you wanted a different location later, you can take a location later. If you want to do hours later, you can do those hours later. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely a positive situation.
Yeah. Oh, this is great.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. I really am. I think the biggest thing that I see with you, Valerie, to be honest, it's just like same with the love situation. It's about you really making the decision to just open up your heart and have full faith in the universe to provide wonderful, beautiful things for you. You know what I'm saying? Don't doubt it for a minute. Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Because I can see that in the past. You know, there was definitely some hurt, you know, on your heart. And I, you know, of course we all carry something, right? There's no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But you've done a great job at healing. You really have. I mean, you've come a long way. So it's time to really embrace and go into 2020 with this really great, awesome energy. You know, like you're ready. I don't see anything blocking you or holding you back from getting, you know, just what you want. So anyway,
long-term committed.
The relationship definitely looks like long-term to me. I see a gentleman who wants to be with someone like his equal, meaning like around the same age
mm-hmm.
and upbringing. And, you know, I really get that you'll have a lot in common, kind of the way you view things and everything. I'm not saying he is a physician. I am saying that he is in a position where he is responsible for a lot, you know? So he could be more in the, you know, his energy could be business, structural. He could very well be like more security energy. I'm not quite sure here, but he's definitely in charge. Okay. So, and to me, that energy is, it's a lot to kind of, I think, kind of wrestle with at first. You know, you might come on kind of strong. But to be honest, I really get that you want, you know, I guess I could say he's a man's man, though. You know, he's a guy who knows who he is and what he is.
Right.
And he's direct and kind of, you know, takes charge and does what he says he's going to do. You know, I just get a lot of this lack of that energy from the past with you. And so it's like a karmic, it's a good karmic energy him coming in to kind of, I think, make things right from that really difficult, bad thing that happened before. You know what I'm saying? It was like it's all going to balance back out again, you know? So I've got 30 seconds left, Valerie.
Is it long?
Go ahead.
You said it's long term?
It will be long term.
Okay.
Absolutely. And if you want to follow up with me, you can reach me at secretseer.com if you want to do like another reading. But it was a pleasure talking to you. I hope you enjoyed the reading.
Thank you. I certainly did. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right, Valerie.
Okay.
Take care.
right.
Okay. Have a good afternoon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So that wraps it up for Secret Seer today. Hope you enjoyed the show.